Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In preparation for the Patriots matchup against the Cardinals on Sunday, Scott Zolak previewed Week 2 with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick on Patriots All Access. Check it out right here in its entirety.
This conversation with Bill Belichick is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
First of all, Coach, last week, congratulations. Great to get a win on the road. Seems like conditioning, and, you know, had the chance to watch a couple other games. Some teams were tired. You saw a lot of hands on guys' hips. Your team seemed to go pretty good conditioning-wise. How did they fare in Week 1?
I thought we held up okay. We probably caught a little bit of a breakdown there. It was only about 70 degrees. It could have been warmer, but nevertheless, I thought that, you know, the guys played hard, and we have some depth on our team at different positions. We were able to utilize that, but I thought overall we held up okay. Something we got to keep working on, because there'll be other challenges here along the way that and I'm sure we'll get a warmer day, or, you know, a tighter game at the end where it's a little more, you know, a little more is on the line. But hopefully we can keep building on last week's game.
You guys had great balance last week, and you look at what you did. And you've told me here before, if we have to run 100 quarterback sneaks, we'll do whatever it takes to win offensively. But when you have a game and it's as balanced as it was, and, you know, you score the type of points that you did score, how difficult is it to prepare for you when you've got to worry about the run, you've got to worry about the pass, you got to worry about tight ends, you got to worry about no backs? You present a lot of challenges.
Well, I just think it just helps us run our offense, because one thing sets up another. So the running game sets up the play action keeps them back for the running game, the outside passing game open up the inside passing game, you know, keeps them from clogging up inside and opens up the outside passing game. So we just got to be able to do those different things and take advantage of it. And if there's just one thing that they're taking away and you have to go somewhere else, then sometimes that's the case. But when you can be balanced and you can attack at different points and keep the defense honest, I think that's the way to go.
Okay, one more question regarding last week before we get into the Arizona game. Heard you in the locker room, I don't want to say stress it, but saying to the team, we've got to continue to keep getting better. This is the time right now. Is that because the team's young, or is that something that's an early in the year type thing, or a little bit of both?
No, I think it's early in the year. I mean, September, we have a long way to go, and certainly this is, I hope, not the high watermark for us. You know, I think we can get better. There's a lot of things that we can do better. It was our first game. It's the first time we've really played 60 minutes with the 53 guys as opposed to the bigger roster and all that. We game planned. We had a lot of specific things for this game. It'll be like that every week now going forward. And there are a lot of things that we can improve on from where we were in Tennessee. So, until we get 5, 6, 7 games under our belt where we're really into that routine, I think that each week there's a significant opportunity for us to improve in our situation football, our overall level of conditioning, our overall game management, including the coaching, the play call in the game, the sideline adjustments, and all those kind of things. So we all need to keep getting better, and I think we can, you know, go up from where we're at, you know, in terms of our overall performance.
All right, when you game plan for a team, you take every bit of information, and I know it was the preseason, but when you look at Arizona, does it help that they played Tennessee and you kind of, you don't want to kill two birds with one stone, but it gets you a little ahead of the game when you get ready for them?
I think it's always good after you've seen the team, you know, opening day. You can eliminate some of the things some of the ghosts that you were defending, and you can spend a little more time on what, because everybody in the opening game goes with their best stuff. You want to get off to a good start in that opening game so you can see what they want to emphasize, what they want to do. And they can see it from us, too. So it starts to level the field out a little bit. But you go through the offseason, you look at all the games from last year, all the preseason games. There's so much information. There's so many things that could happen. But it all ultimately boils down, and you start to see in the regular season, beginning with week one, what teams can do, what they're having trouble with. And, you know, that starts to play itself out a lot more clearly now than it did the last week of preseason.
All right, I think you take a look at a team and you watch them on film. Somebody usually jumps out. Last week for the Titans, Chris Johnson, I think we know he's a fantastic runner. But going through some of the stuff you said this past week, one of your conference calls, you singled out Larry Fitzgerald. I think you quote was one of the greats, or one of the greatest of all time, yet he's only played 8 years in the league. He's got a long way to go. That's pretty heady stuff coming from you.
Well, he's a tremendous player, and I have a lot of respect for Larry Fitzgerald, the way he plays the game, and everything that he does. He blocks. He's got tremendous hands. He's a strong catcher. He's a strong runner after the catch. He's a big target. He can deal with man coverage, zone coverage. He catches balls at all three levels, short, intermediate, deep, inside, outside. He takes some big hits and hangs on to the ball. He breaks a lot of tackles. He's a good red area receiver. He's a good third down receiver. He's a good first down play action receiver. He's a guy you got to know where he is every time the ball's snapped. He's a big threat and been very consistent. Every game, every week, every season, you see him continuing to show up and show up and show up against a lot of coverage, a lot of teams that are gearing their defenses to him, and he still is able to be productive every single game. And I think that's really the mark of a great player is when the bullseye is on you to continue to put numbers up and produce.
It seems like he does that regardless of who the quarterback is. If there's a change, if it's one guy, whether it was Kurt Warner, whether it was Skelton or Cobb, or now it's back to Skelton, he's probably the most complete receiver in the game. Would you say that?
I think he's a tremendous receiver. Absolutely. There's a lot of other great players, but he's done it, as you said, for a long time, consistently, in a lot of different situations, plays inside, plays outside, plays in the slot, at all different levels of the field, red area, long yardage, short yardage, blocking. I mean, he's a complete football player.
All right. This team's 8-2, last 10 regular season games. You know how to win in a regular season. Pretty impressive what they've been able to do from the end of last year and carry it over to this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're very good. They've been in a lot of close games, and they've won them. You know, they won four overtime games last year. They've been in a lot of tight games, and they've been behind in the fourth quarter and won most of those, come back and won most of those. So they're a team that plays hard, that's very resilient, that plays good situational football. They really know how to manage the game, manage the situation at the end of the game. They play with a lot of poise, discipline, toughness. So I have a lot of respect for Kenny, Coach Wisenhut, what he's done down there, their players, and their whole program.
All right, time now for Ace Ticket Twitter. Question of the week comes from Alyssa. Wants to ask about Patrick Peterson. How much game plan do you really give a kick returner? He's pretty special, but Patrick Peterson, talk about how you game plan for him.
Well, we don't game plan for anybody more than him. He's a very dynamic player. You've got to really be careful about, you know, your coverage lanes, where you give him the ball, and how well you cover it. You know, they're a very good kick blocking team as well, so you've got to be careful about trying to get everybody down and cover him where you might not get it off. He's also a big time kick blocker on field goals and extra points, so that's a problem. He's an impact player, a game changer in the kicking game, and there isn't a player that we've played that we've had a game plan more for than him as a kick blocker and as a punt returner.
All right. If you want to ask Coach a question like Alyssa did, follow us on Twitter. Go to @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.